You're listening to SBS News.
It's the domestic consequences of a diplomatic stoush. Beijing has inflicted a blow worth over $500 million after carrying out its threat to impose tariffs on Australian barley exports. Farmer and chairman of the Grain Growers Board, Brett Hosking, had hoped it wouldn't come to this.
It's a devastating blow for our farmers. We were really confident that we would see a good outcome, and to see this 80% tariff come in is just an absolute shock to our growers.
Australia is accused of subsidising farmers and dumping barley in the Chinese market, allegations which have left Trade Minister Simon Birmingham concerned.
China's decision is one that does concern us deeply. Because it appears to have been based without a proper understanding of the facts or the evidence, it just doesn't stack up.
David Littleproud is the Minister for Agriculture.
To say that I'm disappointed is an understatement. This is something that we will strongly reject, the premise that the Australian barley farmer is subsidised in any way, shape or form.
And Tony Ma is the CEO of the National Farmers Federation.
We're frustrated and confused by the decision. We knew that it had been on the cards, but completely unsubstantiated. Australian farmers get little or no subsidies.
The local industry exports over 4.5 million tonnes to China annually, about half of its foreign trade. This decision comes a week after 4 Australian abattoirs were suddenly banned from exporting beef. Officials in Canberra are scrambling to hold discussions with Beijing, but the Trade Minister's counterparts are still refusing to pick up the phone.
I think it's very disappointing that China has to date refused to schedule minister-to-minister discussions, and that's why we're up for a discussion, and it's disappointing that others are not.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese describing China's move as unwarranted.
It would appear that this is unfair treatment of Australian barley farmers by China.
The threat of these tariffs have been looming for 18 months, and the decision was due today. Beijing maintains it has nothing to do with Australia's call for an independent inquiry into the origins of coronavirus. Da Lijiang is the Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson.
We hope that Australia will follow through its statement to respecting the lines of the Chinese side, keep in mind Australia's interests and create a sound atmosphere.
Despite the tense atmosphere, the government has ruled out going down the same path as the United States.
Australia is not interested in a trade war. We don't conduct our trade policy on a tit-for-tat basis. We operate according to the trade rules that we strongly support as a country, and will continue to do that.
The dispute looks likely to head to the World Trade Organization, a process which will take months, if not years. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.